At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Back at it. Told you last night
I'd be back at 7 p.m.
It's another 5 hour KM to AM, a sprint, not a marathon. Dial 888-808-1019 if you want to talk to me. If you're in the sports talk radio, we're going to talk about everything. If you like listening to random calls, random conversation, we got 5 hours to do so. There's a lot to unpack. And this time of the year, there's a lot of thinking going on about what's going to happen. Seats are hot and who's going where and who's staying, who's fired, who's hired, and what changes need to be made. And I don't think we're there yet, obviously, with the Jets. We'll give the Jets a little bit of a break for now. Let's start with the Mets and Yankees. With the Mets, obviously, the Mets had to fire some people. Some heads had to roll. After the disaster of a season that was, you know, somebody has to pay. It's not going to be David Stearns in year two. It's not going to be Carlos Mendoza in year two. But they found a new hitting coach, a new director of hitting development. Jeff Albert will be in charge. And I think that's good. I don't think you're going to be too worried about the hitting unless you're not bringing back Pete Alonso. And then Kai Correa is the new bench coach, as you just heard in the update from Ack. Jeff Passan was on both. So some changes are being made for the Mets. And I think that it's very important for these guys that are coming in to continue to establish the standard and the culture that the Mets want to set and make sure that clubhouse is tight-knit and locked in and focused all the way. You know, they could have fired Carlos Mendoza after, I don't know, honestly, the most embarrassing year ever, but they weren't going to do that in year two. But there was a case for it. He couldn't rally the troops. The ship sank from June 13th on. And with all that talent in there, I guess you can't blame the players, blame the coaches. But maybe they shake things up. Maybe they do make some trades. Maybe they do bring in some arms. I would assume that Steve Cohen is going to nudge David Stearns a bit and say, hey, we have the money. Get us some better pitching. Hey, we can't rely on the kids. We can't rely on who's here. We need more. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, the Mets have had an early start on this. But it seems like the Yankees, who have had less than a week here to make some changes, they've gotten started as well. Per Andy Martino, first base and infield coach Travis Chapman and bullpen coach Mike Harkey will not be returning to the Yankees staff for the 2026 season. Chapman served in his role since the 2022 season, while Harkey was the bullpen coach in two stints from 2008 to 2013 and then 2016 to 2025. And I think Harkey is a favorite in the clubhouse. Maybe he's getting
another opportunity. Maybe he's just getting up there in age and wants to move on. Maybe the Yankees said, well, this bullpen was terrible at many points and times of this season. We got to go a different direction as far as getting them prepared and having those guys ready to go. You know, speaking of being prepared and not being prepared to hit, I did see that James Rawson will interview for the Twins managerial position. I don't know how much truth there was to that. That was reported by Darius Glover earlier today. And, I mean, he can go, too. The Yankees have changed hitting coaches. They've had three hitting coaches in the last three seasons. So if they want to do that, they can do that. But let's talk about one thing. Aaron Boone is not going anywhere. And you might not like to hear it, and I've kind of got to the point where I don't care. They're not firing Aaron Boone. And I will be absolutely shocked if I'm on tonight and that news comes out that they're firing Aaron Boone, that they're deciding to move on from Aaron Boone. You know, when the Knicks decided to kick Tommy T up out of there, you know, when they decided to move on from Tom Thibodeau, we all said, well, he just signed his extension. He just got to the Eastern Conference Finals where they had never been. And the Knicks decided to join the conversation with everyone else in New York. 5,000 days since we've had a champion crowned in the four major sports. The Knicks decided to join that conversation of it's championship or bust. We have championship expectations and this isn't good enough. He's got us so far. We've got to make a move. I don't expect that to happen with Aaron Boone. He got to the World Series. He ended the appearance drought. But here we are 16 years of the World Series championship drought. Eight of those years, half of that time, has been with Aaron Boone. I call Aaron Boone the cool dad. Sometimes you need cool dad. Maybe behind closed doors, he's able to be the authoritative, forceful, mad dad. But to me, he's the Gen Z manager of these Gen Z Yankees. You see it. You know it. They've talked about it. You know, Aaron Boone has talked about how social media is so tough on these guys. And we'll get to, you know, Trey Yesavage and what he talked about with his family being attacked on social media. Don't go at them. Come at me. And then what he also did last night. You know, Aaron Boone never managed anywhere else. He was handpicked because they knew he was going to be able to deal with the media, never throw the players under the bus. He was going to be an extension of the front office. And he was going to be in lockstep with them. Now there's 2 years left. There's 2 years left of Aaron Boone. And I think that he's going to get that time because Joe Girardi got 10 years. Torrey got 12. Yes, I know they won World Series. But like now is the time for urgency more than ever. I feel like the Yankees showed some urgency after missing the postseason in 2023. They went to go get one of the best players in the game. They added one of the best left-handed hitters in the game to the team. They got to the World Series. I feel like there was some urgency when that player went elsewhere, but they tried to get him. They did offer him the largest contract in the history of the New York Yankees. He declined and booked himself a flight to Cancun. It's fine. But then what did they do? They went and got Max Fried. They got Paul Goldschmidt. They got Cody Bellinger. They got Devin Williams. They made a couple little moves, but you know what they did not do? They did not stack the deck. They did not go all the way. I'm expecting them to go all the way now. I'm expecting them to be tired of being mocked. I'm expecting them to be upset about getting one win in your building back-to-back years in the round that bounced you out. They won the bullpen game against the Dodgers. Had the next game won, and we all know what happened in that fifth inning. And speaking of the Dodgers, as we talk about this being a crapshoot, it's not a crapshoot for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here they are again, three wins away from going back to defending their World Series and trying to be the first team to repeat since you did, New York Yankees. They're the new evil empire with this deferral loophole. They have all the stars. They have more stars joining them every year, like you saw Blake Snell pitch last night, masterfully. The rich only get richer, especially when you can defer money for 10 years and you have a unicorn in Shohei Ohtani and you have Freddie Freeman and you have all these other guys. It's not a crapshoot for them. They built that over there in LA to get to this point. The Yankees have built over the years and they've gotten close, but as we talk about crapshoots and rolling the dice, Boone has gotten there every year except for the year that Judge was hurt, but they haven't been able to get lucky enough to roll a head crack and win the whole thing. I don't know what it's going to take. Are you not embarrassed being mocked by the Blue Jays, who are looking fraudulent now? Shout out to Big Mac. They are frauds. They got all big and tough for the Yankees, right? They saw New York across the chest and the pinstripes, and Vladdy Jr. had fire in his eyes. He's 0-7 in this next series, right? They partied in Yankee Stadium. They popped champagne in your building. They played Frank Sinatra. They mocked you. Start spreading the news. When are the New York Yankees going to get tired of that? In this next 2 years, Brian Cashman will be 60 years old. When is Brian Cashman going to get tired of going into the season without a third baseman? We won't have to worry about that coming into this year. Going into this, you know, going into the season like they did this year, trying to squeeze whatever little bit they could get out of DJ LeMahieu when you knew he was cooked. You knew he was done, but you just had to see it again. You had to throw him out there at second base, the only position that he could play. Play Jazz Chisholm out of position. For what? For what? You're the New York Yankees. Brian Cashman himself said he wants this to be the Mecca of baseball. That's not Mecca-like activities. Relying on Marcus Stroman to make starts. Carlos Carrasco to make starts. Young Will Warren was a year probably ahead of schedule. He had to make a ton of starts this year. And then ultimately had a terrible showing in game two of the ALDS, where you allowed him to die out there and light that whole game on fire, and that's where I thought the series was over. As I got on that Sunday night, and I don't usually do the videos that you see on WFA and Twitter or Instagram, but shout out to Ryan. I sent one in and I said, I don't think any team is beating this Blue Jays team three times in a row. They dug themselves in a hole that I don't see them getting out of. So I wasn't crushed when they lost at home the second game. I was actually excited because I knew this week I'd come in here at 7 o'clock. My show is 7 to 12. I'll be on for 5 hours instead of 11 to 2 or 12 to 2. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan would love to talk to you. But Aaron Boone is going nowhere. And so what I need to see in this next 2 years, hopefully we don't lock out, what I need to see is a change in them. They changed the beard policy. They stopped playing Frank Sinatra after losses. Okay, those things are cool and all. But stop pitching guys when you know they're struggling, when you know they don't have it. Stop resting guys because it's scheduled rest, taking a hot bat out of the lineup. You need every single game. In this new postseason format, you got to the World Series last year being the number one seed, winning your division. And that's another reason why they're not firing Aaron Boone. What sense would it make to fire the manager when he had the same amount of wins last year going to the World Series as he did this year being bounced in the DS? They're not firing the guy. They're not firing him because the captain, Aaron Judge, who finally performed in this postseason, which I was telling you all year, what if this is the year? And silly me, I thought they had a deep enough lineup.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That if Judge performed, who was stopping him? Trent Grisham was stopping him. Jazz Chisholm was stopping him. Ben Rice was stopping him. Giancarlo Stanton was stopping him. Cody Bellinger was stopping him. Anthony Volpe was stopping him. Austin Wells was stopping him. Judge hit 500 with, you know, 1,200 OPS and a huge homer and a defining moment. But what is that moment to us now? Okay, we can stop the narrative of Judge coming up small in the postseason. But as I count, Aaron Judge will be 34 this upcoming season. Windows closing. Gerrit Cole just turned 35 this season. Just lost a season. Getting Tommy John. Windows closing. Postseason G. Playoff Stanton, who didn't hit one home run. But, you know, Stanton's always the guy to rah-rah and tell these guys, we need to get it together. We need to do this. We don't get swept at home. We need to lock in. Stanton, and his money comes down a little bit this year. Stanton is 36 come November 8th. Arguably three Hall of Famers. Billions of dollars in their contracts. $1 billion. No World Series ring to show for it would be shameful. That is my nightmare. I've been on the fan 4 years bringing up this nightmare of the Yankees hitting their drought, right? Matching the longest drought, 17 years. Next year will be 17 years without a World Series championship. And that window closing with this much talent. When are the Yankees going to look in the mirror and self-audit themselves? Remember they were supposed to do that 2 years ago? That never happened. Bring somebody else in to see how they do things, their processes, everything. Tear it down, you know? And when you're looking at this current setup here, where we're down to this, you know, final four, you should look at a Mariners team that you swept in your building and wonder, well, damn, they hit home runs like us. They got Cal Raleigh who hit more home runs than Judge. They're trying to give him the MVP over Judge. They've got guys that mash. It worked for them in the postseason. As I was telling you last week, don't call me and tell me about the Rogers Center or the Blue Jays cheating or having signs or their home splits or their swing and miss. I'm like, they got beat. It's no conspiracy. The Yankees didn't hit. The Yankees got no hit by Treyus Savage, his first postseason start. The Yankees had bases loaded against Kevin Gausman. All they could do was work a walk to score a run. It's not cheating. Are the Mariners cheating now on the road? The Mariners who had to play 15 innings on Friday, pop champagne, celebrate, get on the road, and have already taken the first two in Toronto? If you're a Yankee fan, you're definitely looking at this series with a little bit of a side eye. And for me, I'm tired of it, bro. I wear the Yankee logo on me all the time. It's part of my personality. It's part of who I am. I'm a diehard fan. You know that. I can't shake it. I can't get away from it, and I don't want to. I want the Yankees to do what they're supposed to do. Fill out the roster. We don't need two left-handed catchers. Like, Cashman, before you turning 60 years old, before this Aaron Boone contract extension is up, do the things that need to be done. Stack the deck. They're not firing Aaron Boone. They're never firing Brian Cashman. These guys got to get the fire inside of them where they say, who is taking the American League next year? The Mariners, who are now two wins away. This is a magic carpet ride for the Mariners, and good for them. They have a great fan base. I went out there for the All-Star game, met a lot of Mariners fans. They deserve it. I think a lot of time we get so much main character syndrome with the New York Yankees, we think it's all about us. It's all about mocking us. This is the get back for all of the years that the Yankees won championships. The rest of the league loves to laugh. The Yankees lose, right? Nobody's going to kill the Toronto Blue Jays for losing to the Mariners. They already crowned them for knocking off the Yankees. And the Yankees, all they can say they did this year, and I guess this is where you hang the banner, first team to come back from down 0-1 in the wild card three-game set. And Aaron Boone finally outmanaged Alex Cora and didn't let Alex Cora knock him out a third time. But it's not good enough for a team that was supposed to be trying to get back to the World Series and probably could have if they were able to get home field, if they were able to not play that round, if they were able to set up their pitching differently in their building, who knows? If I'm Brian Cashman, if I'm Aaron Boone, if I'm Aaron Judge, I'm saying enough is enough, man. We don't have forever. This American League isn't going to magically get crazier. The Boston Red Sox are going to just take that much of a leap. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Mariners, the Tigers, the Astros. It should be the New York Yankees, but they have to do the little things. Instead of taking shortcuts and cutting corners and playing players that are washed, cooked, or thinking they could get by with Yorbit Vivas, stop. Take 162 games seriously. You need every single game. If you had one more game, instead of being swept by the Marlins or the Cincinnati Reds beating you out there, or you guys can go through it. You guys know what happened this season. They blew 9 games on the arm of Devin Williams. They didn't have to force him in there all those times. They want to throw Luke Weaver 100 times. Mark Leiter Jr., it's like, hey, can we not? But that's why I said they're not firing Aaron Boone, because he's in lockstep. They have scripts. They have lanes. They have pregame meetings where they decide whose throw day it is. You see the bullpen budget on the Yes Network, and you already know who's going to go. 888-808-1019. I got to go. We got to take a break. But my open is basically the Yankees aren't changing. They'll change some coaches out. This is Aaron Boone's era of the New York Yankees. The Aaron's era of Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge. And Boone has a ton of mistakes in the postseason. From Jay Happ coming out of the bullpen to taking Garrett Cole out at 88 pitches. Throwing Nestor Cortez in there after he hadn't pitched for a month. You can go to this year. Taking Max Fried out, putting Luke Weaver in. Doing it again in Toronto. Why are you going to Luke Weaver again? It's the postseason. It's not time to build anybody's confidence up. We need every out. We need every game. Urgency is needed. Sorry for yelling. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll talk Yankees first. Of course, we're going to talk about Aaron Glenn. From Aaron Judge to Aaron Boone to Aaron Glenn, we'll talk about the Jets and their situation. He's not going anywhere either. I will try to rein it in a little bit with the New York Giants. But I know you Giants fans need this. You haven't had this. And I got to see it live last Thursday. I get it. But we got to chill just a little bit. It's week 7. And the Rangers are on tonight. And the Devils are going to have their home opener. And the Islanders are playing. And before you know it, it's the Knicks and the Nets. It's the most wonderful time if you're a sports fan like me that just watches sports and talks sports. So this is a 5-hour show. Call me up and be a part of it. The YouTube chat is live, up and running. I see y'all in the chat. I see us building on YouTube as WFAN YouTube is approaching 90,000 subscribers. Please go on and subscribe, even if you just want to listen and don't want to be on the chat. Let's have some fun tonight. Again, you know, the Yankee season is over, so I can get on when people can hear me and I can go home and go to sleep at 12:30. I'll be popping magnesium and melatonin in here the last hour of the show. Stay tuned.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.